Welcome to Behind the Scenes with Brian, the podcast covering everything from engineering, mining, and mine waste management to whatever else may be on our minds. Pop in your headphones and don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share. And now, here is your host, Brian Ulrich.
Hey everyone, this is Brian, and this is Behind the Scenes with Brian, and today I am joined by Anisa Dadashi. Anisa, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really well, really well. And you're in Edmonton, is that right?
I live in Calgary, working remotely for UofA.
Okay. Yeah, I lived in Edmonton when I was going to the U of A.
I used to live in Edmonton before pandemic, but after pandemic, we moved to Calgary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Calgary is a very scenic area up against the mountains, and Edmonton is in the prairie.
Yeah,
but both very nice cities anyway. So, yeah. And Anisa, what are you studying at the U of A?
I'm studying for my PhD in geoenvironmental engineering under Dr. Ward Wilson.
Okay, yeah, and I just spent a week with Ward just before the PACE conference, and he had to hightail it away from where we were so he could get back because the PACE conference was starting the very next day. So it was good timing, and it's always nice to spend time with Ward.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're in the PhD program. What is your research topic, or maybe you have a title for your dissertation?
I'm working on the commingled material, the mixture of base rock and tailing. This material has the potential to overcome the problem with conventional method of disposal of tailing and waste rock separately. My main focus is to characterizing this commingled material.
In geochemically or geotechnically, mechanically, or all of the above?
My research has two parts. Investigate the chemical properties, geochemical properties, and geotechnical properties. So the answer is all of the above, both of them.
Yeah. And this is, I've been promoting and studying what I call blended tailings and waste rock for quite a few years. And everybody assumes that you can have decreased acid rock drainage with blended tailings and waste rock, if you can have a saturation level about 85% or greater. And that's from some research that's not specific to tailings and waste rock mixtures. But what you're working on can help improve our understanding of that. Is that correct?
Yes. Definitely acid rock drainage generation is retarded for this material compared to tailings and waste rock separate material, because the saturation percentage is higher and porosity is lower. Acid rock drainage is generation is retarded. But the work I'm doing, I'm focusing on the ratio the mixture, how different ratios can affect acid generation. Because if you have more tailings, less waste rock, there are lots of factors that can affect the behavior of the mixture. So my main focus is to see how the mixture ratio can affect the potential of reducing acid generation.
Okay, that's great. And in an actual operation at a mining company, you won't have an exact ratio throughout the life of the mine, it's going to be impossible to maintain, like, say, a 4.3-to-1 ratio. You're going to have some fluctuations, variations, when based on logistics of the mining company. So that's a real advantage. And I've been also telling people, you know, you're not going to get a perfect blend every time. So in the perfect blend, there's that term that you just fill the voids. No more and no less. So you don't have tailings holding the waste rock particles apart, and you don't have air between the waste rock particles. But that's the kind of an academic ideal that could be achieved sometimes in a mining operation, but it's not going to be achieved 100% throughout the life of the mine. So this is a real good advancement to know, well, how much worse or how much better is it going to be if you've got fluctuations. So that's a really important research that you've been doing.
Yeah, it's there are two parts, the geotechnical stability and geochemical stability. The just field ratio that you just said is very important for geotechnical stability when you have particle to particle contact. But as we add tailings and the waste rocks are floated in the tailings material, yeah, and then they don't have particle to particle contact, the geochemical stability is higher. So there is a sweet spot between these ratios that can satisfy both geotechnical stability and geochemical stability. This is what I'm trying to understand better for this material. What is the not like a perfect point for the ratio, for example, 4.3-to-1. I think that it can range for a ratio that we can satisfy both geotechnical and geochemical stability.
Yeah. You know what? Let's back up a little bit. So you're in a PhD program. How did you get there? What's your background, your education prior to going to the U of A?
I've got my bachelor degree in architectural engineering back in Iran. And then I moved to California. I did my master in geotechnical engineering in California State University of Fullerton. And then I moved to Alberta and I started my PhD in geoenvironmental engineering.
That's quite the educational path from architecture to geotechnical engineering. So yeah. Is architecture at all in your future, or are you now going to be a geotechnical engineer?
Definitely my passion is being a geotechnical engineer. I love geoenvironmental engineering a lot.
It's interesting that you started out in architecture, because I think Iran has some of the most amazing architecture in the world.
Yeah. And I really liked it. And then I found my passion in like civil engineering and geotechnical engineering. And when I moved to California, I had this opportunity to change my major and pursue engineering, geotechnical engineering.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. What was it about geotechnical engineering that attracted you?
At that time, I really liked foundation design, and I started taking courses in soil mechanic, foundation design, and then I've got lots of waste management courses, solid waste management, environmental engineering courses. And by end of the master degree, I knew I wanted to work in waste management. Not specifically mine waste management, but I like landfill design, solid waste management. I enjoyed those courses a lot.
Okay. And what field do you think you'll go into when you graduate? Is it going to be mine waste management?
If I get the opportunity, I want to work in mine waste management.
There's lots of opportunities you don't have to worry about that. So tell us what were some of the findings of your research? And you can start off either geotechnical or geochemical. It doesn't matter to me.
Based on the research I've done so far, we can say mixing these two material improve the geotechnical stability, because tailings has very low strength and stability, geotechnical stability. But when we add waste rock to this material, because of the higher strength of the waste rock, it can improve the geotechnical stability. One of my colleagues, Ralph Burden, he mixed waste rock and tailing, and he found that even a small amount of waste rock and tailing can improve the stability, the geotechnical stability. As far as the geochemical stability, we know that this material improved the potential, decreased the potential of acid generation, and it can help with the there will be a time lag for generation of the acid for this material compared to waste rock and tailing.
Okay. So when I was doing some lab testing on blended tailings and waste rock, I was finding geotechnically that it was better to have maybe a thickened tailing slurry as compared to something that's dewatered like a filter cake. And I think that's probably not consistent with your findings. What did you find was the geochemical optimum for tailings, moisture, or however you want to classify it?
So for the tailing that I used in my columns, we got the targeted solid content to be about 75%, because it's economical for the mine to produce this the tailing at this solid content. So I kept the tailings at 75%. When I got the tailings material, it consolidated, and it was, the solid content was much higher than, it was about 80%. So we added water in the lab to decrease the solid content to 75%.
Okay. Do you think that it helps with the ARD for the tailings to be unsaturated? Which is kind of counterintuitive, because it has air in there, but the air can't really, it's not going to allow air to flow just because there's tiny air particles.
If it's saturated, so if it's saturated, the oxygen diffusion is going to be limited, but the material is unsaturated. And the tortuosity or the material decrease the oxygen diffusion a lot. So it decreased the amount of oxygen and flow of water through the material.
Okay. So what are the big takeaways from your work so far, or even for the talk that you gave at the PACE conference?
I would say the big takeaway is that for our material, under forced suction, it took about 500 days for the pH to go below neutral. And I think for my for one of my material that has the most tailing, this time lag was even more than 500 days. So I think that was the main takeaway from the talk I had at the PACE conference.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, did you have any columns that were just waste rock so you could compare it to that or no?
Yes, we had the, I've built 6 columns.
Okay.
But I presented 3 of them in the PACE conference. My next publication going to be comparing these mixtures with the waste rock and tailings alone. We had 2 columns with the parent material. We're going to compare those parent material with the mixture to see how they reacted compared to the waste rock and tailings.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Just make sure Ward doesn't keep on adding on to your research because he'll never let you leave school. That would be really useful research also that you're adding on to there.
I really enjoy my my topic. So I think if I myself keep adding, I want to do this, I want to have CDS scan, I want to model this one. So it's very interesting topic for me. So I myself keep adding.
Yeah, I get it. For you. Well, you know what, Anisha, I think that I've come to the end of my questions. Was there any questions that you wanted me to ask that I haven't?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
Yeah.
We've covered it pretty well then. Okay. Well, you know what? I appreciate your time today. I know that you're busy and you have things going on, so I don't want to keep you any longer, but I really appreciate you coming on and sharing some of your research with us and letting us know what's on the horizon with your research as well.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I look forward to reading your continued research.
Thank you.
All right.
My pleasure. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it. I'm Brian, and this is Behind the Scenes with Brian. Until next time, keep on rocking.